It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Well, Heartline is back on the air, partly due in, as a matter of fact, to our friend Ken Adams, who takes our interview time and turns it into a radio program, selecting the music and does the introduction and then the conclusion. Thanks, Ken. Jerry, as we record, we have the Evangel Home Banquet just coming up very shortly. But I thought today, since it's just the two of us, in fact, we talked about it, just doing a kind of a review, what will be a matter of introduction to who we are, to those who are not familiar with us, and maybe a healthy time to review who we are to those who have been with us for however long they've been with us. Evangel Home is over 53 years old, founded in 1955, so we're 56 years old. The main crisis shelter is at 137 North Yosemite. But let's go a little bit. Tell me about first the crisis shelter, and then we'll move into the other programs. So this was the original purpose and destination for Evangel Home residents.
And that purpose was to serve needy women and children in the name of Jesus Christ. And in that time, 1955, needy was a very good word. That's kind of fallen out of favor. We don't use it much, except that it's still a very good word because, as you know, Jim, some of our women are just plain out homeless, lost houses or whatever. Some have drug and alcohol problems. Some have been generational homeless folks that have always just lived very much the bottom of the safety net, folks. And so the word needy just is probably way more encompassing than it used to be when we started. But that first house was just one block from where we are now.
How many beds do you have? Do we have at the crisis shelter?
Crisis home, we can take up to 24 women and children.
Okay. So women and children who have needs are available. The crisis shelter is available. Now, we want to move quickly through the other programs as well. From there, some will have the opportunity to apply for Crossroads. Talk in a minute or so about what Crossroads is.
That's physically, that's the group of apartments right next to the crisis home. But where the crisis home is about a month-long stay, the Crossroads program is 9 months. So the women start here in the crisis home. When they come here, they knock on the door, they call or whatever. We try to take anybody that we can help. But to get next door into those apartments, they have to go through 3 or 4 weeks of a lot of hoops, interviews, extra things to do around the house. They start attending classes. They do more. They see a counselor. It's hard to get in there, and that's why not everybody applies. And those who apply, they don't all make it. So
that's about a 9 month long. We call it a life skills training program. Some of those classes would be.
Well, we always hear the women say they love boundaries because even at their age, they have not learned to set good, healthy, emotional, and physical boundaries, and they realize they can do it.
Yeah. There are child-raising classes available. There are finances class, Bible study, et cetera, and so a nine-month-long program. Now, when they get out of there, some are available for community connection. But I want to come back to community connection and talk about the alternative sentencing program, the Garden.
I kind of have to keep adding to this physically or I'll lose people, so they won't be ready for their test. The crisis home, and then next to that we have the apartments. On the other side, in the middle of the block, we have a big house called the Garden. That stands for God answers, redeems, delivers everyone who draws near to him. And that was founded here several years ago. We got the thought of having a facility for women who had come out of prison because at the time we were seeing more of that population. But God had a different thought along the way, and we ended up serving women instead of going to prison. The courts can sentence them there. Or some of the gals who come into the crisis home who have got too deep, too long term of substance abuse and legal problems, they will put themselves in the Garden. And again, that's 9 months, many of the same classes as those in Crossroads. But the women in the Garden are under 24-hour supervision. not surveillance. They don't wear bracelets. We don't have bars on the windows. We have a staff member down there all the time. So if they're going to sneak out in the middle of the night, that we just say goodbye.
Yeah. We're not so going out. Higher accountability and a little more, little stricter house rules, because they just need that supervision because of where they are in life, and it's for their benefit. Then the ladies, the women who complete the programs, the 9-month programs at the Garden and Crossroads, will sometimes then apply for Community Connection. Let's talk about that.
That's our graduate program, and women who, as you said, who have completed can apply. We don't take them all. If they're kind of scooted by maybe the equivalent of a C-minus student, we're thinking, no, it's probably not going to be best. So the ones we have there have really done very well. And the ones who live in the apartments in Crossroads, they continue living there. The gals in the Garden who graduate, then they can move into an apartment, and then they're just equal like everyone else at that point. What I've seen happen there, Jim, in the last couple of years, we founded that program with the intent of the women had to then be working or in school full-time. They're not allowed to work while they're in our programs because we lose them. But it's with the job market the way it is so hard for even the most qualified and legal free person to find a job. When you get some of our women with the baggage that they've just begun to set down, finding jobs is real tough. So we're looking at what do we do different in that area? Is there anything we can do? They are so ready to work, but it's so hard.
Well, and that presents an opportunity to talk about one of the unique aspects of Evangel Home, and that is there's no public funding. It all runs on private donations. So we're in a position to be able to flex with the times, with the events going on, and treat the individuals as individuals, and the rules can be manipulated or adjusted depending on that woman's needs. That's a real plus. We don't have government red tape and requirements to meet. So just for our listening friends' information. Then on the other side of the apartments where the Crossroads program, there's another house, and that's being used for?
Counseling center. The address is 101, and so that's the name of our counseling center, the 101 Counseling Center. And that is primarily for our women and their extended families or their children while they're here. Or even when they leave, Jim, they can continue seeing a counselor. Even those women we have dismissed. That's one of my favorite stories when people ask, what's your success rate? And I'm always saying, I don't know how to define it. That's one reason I don't. We've got several women that come to every graduation to watch. We dismissed them because they weren't doing well in our program. They are all seeing our counselors, and they're all still somewhat connected. I think that's huge. It doesn't matter that they succeed and become a graduate here. They have found a way to stay connected to something that works. We have found it crucial to keep them connected. So the counseling center not only is for us, it's for us when we leave, and it's for parts of the community that are referred to us, and there is no charge.
Well, listening friends, that's a brief overview of what goes on here at Evangel Home. It doesn't have any reference in that whole thing to the spiritual warfare that's here because the enemy is not happy that God's at work and lives are being changed. But again, just a quick review, the crisis shelter for homeless women and their children, some can then apply to, or with or without children. The Crossroads program they can apply to is in the apartments next door, a 9-month-long life skills training program. There's also the Garden, which is primarily an alternative sentencing program, also a 9-month-long life skills training program, but with a little more rigid requirements for the residents and accountability factors. Those graduates can apply for the Community Connection Program, which helps transition them specifically back into productive lives in society. And then we also have the Counseling Center that offers free counseling to our women, our former residents, and their extended families. So, and it's all done with private donations. That's a very important point. So how can you help? Well, first of all, we need your prayers. This is done in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, the Holy King of the universe. And we start there at his throne of grace. If you need more information about how to get personally involved, our phone number is 264-4714. And Kent will review that in just a couple of minutes. Jerry, we've got just a couple of minutes now to talk about the banquet coming up on Tuesday, September 20th. The banquet, basically an annual event at the Radisson on Tuesday night at 6:30. And we really try to get out of there by 8:30. We do a pretty good job not violating people's expectations and making a late night event with a work day coming up the next day. Talk about this year's special guest and what our folks can expect to see.
My energy level goes up just even thinking about him. His name is Rick Alonzo. He calls himself Artist in Motion, and that's what he is. Rick is, I think he lives in Kingsburg, and he's really pretty nationally known right now for his art. He does kinetic, energetic art on stage. So he'll be painting things, and you won't really know what he's painting, and he's whirling and twirling and doing martial arts and throwing things. And I'm joking with people in the front row that they might want to wear their paint coveralls. But at the end, he finishes these masterpieces, and he is going to auction off three of them that night. And I know he's also planning to paint a story of one of our women who's going to give her testimony. We have two of our gals who will be sharing their testimonies. One of them her name is Char, and I know we don't have time to tell that story, but it's just a wonderful story of total redemption, and that it's not easy, and it's not a one-step process, and Char is a perfect example of that. So between Rick and his art and the testimonies we have and a couple of little surprises, I think it's just going to be a great night. I can't wait. 50 tables in there gets pretty crowded. And as you and I record, we're still several weeks out. We've sold about 35. So I think if people are interested, they need to make a phone call fast.
Okay. The tickets are $30 a piece, and that includes the last couple of years especially has been really good food.
Good food. Yes, you get good chicken.
So give us a call at 264-4714. That's coming up Tuesday, September 20th at the Radisson in downtown Fresno. I know you'll have a great time. Jerry, we're out of time. It's always a treat to sit down and chat and review a little bit about who we are and what God's doing here at Evangel Home. My listening friend, if you have questions, Ken's going to give you all the information you need. And thanks for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.